Yeah, I'd like to try and get to pull them out. As I recall, tomorrow's a little bit flexible. If we get out 30 minutes late, it doesn't really hurt us.
Sounds like a good way to proceed. We'll give you the full 8 hours night, you know. And you do have a time pad in there, so it shouldn't hurt a thing.
Yeah, as long as the big object tomorrow is to get out, to get back in, and the same thing with the next day, I don't think we're really that time critical either day that we can't go an hour either way. And I think we prefer to have the full 8 tonight.
Roger, we couldn't agree with you more. And if there's any way we can be helping you now, just speak up.
You've been doing fine. We just got a little house cleaning we got to do that's going to take us to, I expect we'll be an hour late, Joe.
Well,
this is Apollo Control at 127 hours, 58 minutes. And the crew aboard Challenger on the lunar surface now getting configured to begin their sleep period. Among the things in the checklist that they have done is to turn off the power amplifier, which accounts for the somewhat noisier communications that we're getting. This is a normal pre-sleep configuration. And we don't expect to be communicating with the crew a great deal in the next hour, and of course none while they're in their sleep period. As you heard in the last exchange between Capcom Joe Allen and Gene Cernan, the crew will probably be beginning the sleep period about 1 hour later than the flight plan calls for, at around 129 hours rather than the nominal flight plan time of 128 hours. We plan to allow them the full 8 hours for their rest period, which means that they'll be waking up just prior to 137 hours, about 136 hours, 55 minutes be the wake-up time. And this would also slip the start of EVA-2 by about 1 hour, giving us a start time for EVA-2 of 140 hours, 10 minutes, or about 5.03 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, there is a 1.5 hour pad following EVA-2 and EVA-3. This is identified in the flight plan as MCC Conference, and amounts to 1.5 hours that can be used to make up lost time. After the second EVA and the third EVA, we would expect to make up the lost hour after the first EVA. However, if we again are running somewhat late after the second EVA, and if we are running somewhat late after the second EVA, we still have the hour and a half pad after the third EVA, and would of course expect to be back on the nominal flight plan in time for an on-time liftoff from the lunar surface. But again, based on the 1 hour late beginning of the sleep time and our plans to give the crew a full 8 hours of sleep, we would expect EVA 2 to begin 1 hour late at 140 hours, 10 minutes, or about 5.03 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll continue to leave the communication circuit, PAO release line, up live until it appears Cernan and Schmidt have begun their sleep period, have actually gone to sleep. We'll be reacquiring the command module in about 21 minutes. That vehicle now on its 21st revolution around the moon. And Ron Evans, now about 4 hours into his scheduled 8 hour sleep period. At 128 hours, 2 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
Hey, Joe.
Go ahead.
Some ambiguity in your statement. Do you want us to use a tissue or a towel on that visor cleaning?
Jack, they call it a towel, but it comes from the limb tissue dispenser, so I would interpret that to mean tissue.
Well, you and I are thinking alike, but can you ask back there and find out?
Asking right now. Jack, our guest was right on the cleaning of the vices there were to use a tissue from the limb tissue dispenser. And I've got an unrelated question for you. We're chasing water usage down here. Could you tell us, please, if you filled your drink dispensers, refilled the drink dispensers in the suits already? Over.
That's the firm we have.
Okay, thank you.
We've been drinking quite a bit of water, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Houston, Challenger, how do you read?
You're loud and clear, go ahead.
No, I just took a quick look with the hand lens at that large rock I brought in. And I'll, I don't think there's much more than 30% plastic blades. I'll go back to be more of a standard basalt or gabbro. It has a fair proportion of ilmenite in it, I believe. There's some bright platelets in the buds or vesicles of ilmenite. Now, it could be that if the soil is very glassy, then it's developed the darker color from the contribution of the basic minerals through the glass, particularly the iron and the titanium.
Roger, Jack, copy that. Sounds interesting.
All it means is that we don't yet know the origin of the dark mantle. Rock looks like I may have, by accident, sampled the one side of one of the hardy plates that I mentioned. Very, very sharply bounded on one side by a planar surface.
Roger, Jack. Say again, you may have sampled by accident the side of what?
No, I mentioned when I sampled it, it had one very planar surface. And looking at it more closely, it looks like one of those party plates that I talked about even earlier in the EVA.
Raj, copy, party in flight. Thank you.
That's like a party shot.
Of which you've been known to have an overabundance, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All us fast finishers do.
That's right. They got to figure out what race you're in, though, first, Joe.
I'm sure that Sherlock Holmes would have a suitable quotation to answer that, Jack. I just can't come up with it right now. Something like therein, Watson Life.
That in itself is a singular event. Did nothing in the nighttime, Joe.
And when you've examined all possibilities and eliminated all but the very improbable one, then the improbable one must mean the truth.
I told you he was a good geologist. One of the experts on the soils of London. Not to mention their relationship to all kinds of brands of tobacco.
Jack, maybe we better get off onto another vein. Surgeon's giving me a puzzled look over here. We may be getting in trouble.
Now, you want to talk about veins? Now, that's something an old Lord geologist could talk about all night.
Geologists and cardiologists alike.
Now strike us for the juggler.
Jack, we're running a contest down here to come up with a reply to that. We're getting many requests for a weather report. We've been missing your weather reports and wonder what the weather is on the moon right now.
Well, the moon's weather is clear and sunny. It's only scattered clouds, and all of those seem to be attached to the Earth.
Except for a cloud of dust around the right rear wheel of the rover, we've noticed.
But that dissipates in the morning warmth. Believe it or not, Joe, I'm going to be off the air briefly.
So far, I don't believe that.
Well, Well, if you don't get any heartbeat for a little while, don't worry.
Okay.